In Puerto Rico, protesters are promising to keep taking to the streets until the governor of the island steps down. That's after the leak of an online chat between Governor Ricardo Rossello and several of his top lieutenants. The online chat included comments that have been condemned as sexist, homophobic, and ridiculing of Hurricane Maria victims. Puerto Ricans are also protesting in other areas of the world, including right here in Boston. WBUR's Simone Rios checks in with some local Puerto Ricans about their thoughts during this moment.
So there's spring lettuce, there is grapes, there's basil.
Every Tuesday at Villa Victoria Housing Development in the South End, volunteers dole out big bundles of food to poor neighbors, $2 a bag. But these days, it's not the food that's at the top of people's minds, it's the political crisis unfolding at a breakneck speed on their island. Miguelina de Jesus is originally from Rio Grande, Puerto Rico, and she's the matriarch of a four-generation family at Villa Victoria. De Jesus says she follows everything happening in Puerto Rico, and it's bad, because the governors that come in make promises, but then when they rise to power, they forget about the people at the bottom. De Jesus is 83 years old, and she says she never attended a protest before local Boricuas started organizing here in Boston against the Puerto Rican government. She says, I've never protested because we've never had anything like what we're seeing now. It's been a disaster in Puerto Rico. All the governments have been bad, but not like the one in power now.
Bueno, es un momento histórico para la isla de Puerto Rico.
Another Villa Victoria resident is José Pacheco. He says he feels Puerto Rico is in the middle of a historic moment, and it makes him happy to be a part of it. Yet he says he's angry at the corruption in this government, even though that's not new in Puerto Rico.
Me cae mal el hecho de que hay demasiada corrupción en el gobierno.
Pacheco says the people have said, basta ya, enough already. He says it's a basta ya that goes beyond this governor. It's a basta ya for any governor who comes along. It's a basta ya for all the people who suffered during the hurricane. People have been protesting in Boston for nearly 2 weeks, and at least until Governor Ricardo Rosselló agrees to step down or is removed by the Puerto Rico legislature, they vow to continue on. Another Boston Puerto Rican is Pedro Reina Perez, a historian who teaches at the University of Puerto Rico. Reina says the island has never experienced protest of this magnitude, and he says it's the result of years of bad government, not least of all the response to the hurricanes of 2017, which left thousands of dead and millions in the dark.
Yes, I would say that we could use the word hurricane to refer not only to Irma and Maria, who evidently devastated the island, but also other hurricanes, like the Fiscal Management and Control Board, corruption, the government's bankruptcy. These were all hurricanes that tore at the very fabric of Puerto Ricans.
Puerto Ricans are as politically diverse as the rest of America. Most notably, they're divided over whether to become a state, a country, or continue with their colonial status. But one thing they seem to agree on now, at least the Boricuas in Boston, is that the governor's time has come. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.